Our deacon of the week is Brother Keith Campbell. He's going to be reading out of the book of John, and it's chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. If you would, please stand for the reading of God's word.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Mother's Day. I'm reading from John 19, verses 25 through 27. Now there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister Mary, the wife of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, once again, we thank you. Thank you for this time in your house, Lord, on this special day, Father. Thank you for our mothers. Thank you for each and every one here, Father. And we ask a special blessing on them. Father, we know one of your commandments is that we should be in church. And Father, thank you for those that are. Dear Heavenly Father, as we start our time of service, we ask you to please be with our pastor, Father. This is a hard day for him, Father. And we love him and pray for him and his family. But hiding behind the cross today, Father, give him the words to speak. Father, speak to him and through him. And Father, we ask that each and every one here take heart and listen and capture the message, Father. And Father, once again, we pray that if there be one in here that don't know you as Lord and Savior, today will be the day. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, we honor you, and we praise you. And we pray all of these things in Jesus' precious name. And all God's people said,
Amen. Praise the Lord and hallelujah. Thank you, Deacon. Thank you, church family. You may be seated. And what makes this message a little more difficult for me this morning is I wrote this sermon a few weeks back. And not a lot of people know this, but my mom and dad divorced when I was very young. And dad remarried, has since been saved, gone on to the ministry. Mom is saved and she goes to church. And I'm blessed to have two parents who know the Lord. Blessed to have siblings that know the Lord. But my brother did something extraordinary about 20 years ago. My mother was ready to retire. She didn't have any savings. She would have had to survive on the meager Social Security that would be sent to her every month. My brother, without even talking to me about it or asking for any advice, built an extra home onto his house so my mother could live with them. And she still lives in that house to this day. Now, I don't know what the future's going to look like, but as the next eldest son in line, it does fall on me to make sure that my mother is taken care of. And so Jesus is doing this from the cross with his mother and with John. Jesus knew he would go to the Father and be in heaven, and his mother would need someone to take care of her. His earthly dad had passed away sometime before. We don't have a record of that event. But we know that she followed Jesus, stayed with Jesus during his ministry. We have no record of her beyond that. We don't know what eventually came of her, but we do know that she was taken care of by John. And I will remind us as we go forward in our message today that we are commanded to honor our parents and to take care of our parents.
And so scripture, well, let me save that because that comes later in the message. But we see Jesus had a heart for his mother, as we all should. Now, my mother, bless her heart, we disagree on theology. That's okay. I still love her, respect her, and honor her. She does have faith in Jesus Christ as her Lord and Savior. Even if we disagree on the color of the carpets, as it were, don't let little squabbles get in the way of earthly relationships, because we are to love our neighbor as ourselves. We are to love God with everything we have, and we are to honor our mother and our father. So, number one on your fill in the blank sheet with this woman that is worthy of honor, number one, you should take care of your mother. She carried you for 9 months. She cared for you growing up. So Jesus loved Mary, and as God himself, supernaturally, he could have provided for his mother. He could have given her all the provision and protection that she would need for the rest of her life. But Jesus called John to take care of her. The same way that God calls us today to take care of one another. God supernaturally can give you everything you'll ever need to get through this life. And he has done so. But a lot of times, God gives us provision through other people. Last night, I contemplated not preaching. Forgive me. I contemplated not preaching today. But I knew I would need the love, the prayers, and the support of my church family as I go through this difficult time. And so we are to lean on one another and to help one another. And we are to take care of each other as God has commanded us to do. And so Jesus here commands John to take care of his mother. Take care of one another. Mourn with each other as you mourn. Celebrate with each other as you celebrate. That is what a church family does. Guys, this isn't a place you come to for 1 hour on Sunday morning. This is a gathering of your heavenly family that come together to love one another as Christ loves the church. Let's make sure we're doing that. Number two, and the point I was getting ready to make ahead of time, is you are to honor your mother. And as you honor your mother, that is a command from God that comes with a promise. And in Deuteronomy 5:16, God says to honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and so that you may prosper in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Yeah. So we are given a promise as we honor our parents that God will grant us a long life on this earth. And so there's no room for animosity between parents and children, although that seems to be the growing norm today with a culture that is obsessed with victimhood. And so when you mess up, when you do things wrong, it's so easy to point back at your childhood and say, my parents messed me up. Well, I will tell you that my parents did the best they could, and all my messing up was just me alone, because I wasn't the best child in the world. And I'm sure if my mother was here, she could attest to that fact, especially being woken up at 2 o'clock in the morning by the police, being called down to Hinton where my Aunt Jane worked as a dispatcher in the Hinton Police Department, and I got to spend a fun-filled evening amongst the police officers and other folks there at that fine establishment because I messed up. I messed up. My parents taught me right from wrong. I knew right from wrong, and yet I messed up. But when my mother got to that jailhouse to pick me up. My brother wanted to kill me because he had to drive all the way down to Hinton to get me, drive Mom down there to pick me up. But Mom hugged me, and she said it'll be okay. Because that's what moms do. They love us, and so we should love them back. Your mother is one of the few people that will love you when you aren't very lovable. Every child at one time or another has uttered the words, "I hate you." Guys, we shouldn't be that way, but as children we are. Your mama don't stop loving you. She's going to love you no matter what. And so we need to recognize that. And we need to show that same love to our mothers. She carried you for 9 months. Sustained life for you beyond that. Because face it, a child does not become independent of his mother until way later on in life. And then most of us that have a good godly mother, we never become 100% independent of our mothers. We rely on our mother. How I wish I could hear Etta Miller's voice once again on the telephone, Jane. What a beautiful woman she was. She went through pain to get you into this world. There is no bond like a mother and a child. I hope y'all can see where this lesson is going. Your mother endured pain to give you life. Someone else did that, but we'll get to that a little bit later in this message. So as we take care of our mothers, as we honor our mother, number three, love your mother. Remember, love is not a feeling. Love does not depend on what the other person can do for you. That is not love. When you put conditions on your affections towards somebody, that is not love. Love is something that you do for someone, especially if they don't deserve it. And so we are to love one another. Love your mother. Love your mother even when it's difficult. Love your mother when you don't get along. You know, the truth hurts, and your mother just wants you to be safe and to have less stress and problems in your life that she did. And now moms aren't perfect. I hate to break that to some of you ladies. I'll pay for that comment later. But moms aren't perfect. I know dads aren't perfect. I come from a long line of imperfect dads. But we love our children. We want the best for our children. Your mom and your dad are the only two human beings on this earth that want you to do better than they did. They are not in competition with you. They are cheering you on through your life. Everybody else wants to stomp you on their way up. Your mother and father hope that you have it better than they did. But there is a difficult dichotomy that occurs between mother and children, because mom is not always right, and teenagers know everything. Can I get an amen? Teenagers know it all. Mom and dad, two dumbest human beings ever walked the face of the earth. Until you reach a certain age and you realize they weren't near as dumb as you thought they were. Absolutely. See, the older I get, the more I realize I don't know everything. You know, I remember saying the words when I was a teenager, "I can't wait to get out of this house and no one can tell me what to do." As an adult, I keep looking around saying, "I hope someone tells me what to do, because I don't know." You see, we're all going through life, and some of us are going through blindly. Now, one of the great things that occurred last night, when I got that phone call, immediately I went to the Lord. Immediately, Romans 8:28 played through my head. "I don't understand it, God. I don't know why you allowed this to happen. But Father, I trust. I trust. I know that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose." How people that don't know Christ can go through news like this, I have no idea. If you're going through life without Jesus to lean on, I don't know how you do it. I have no clue. When someone looks at me and says, you use that Bible and religion as a crutch, I say, amen, praise the Lord, and hallelujah. Because I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. So how do you get through this life without knowing Christ? Even if your mother doesn't know Christ or lead you to Christ, Jesus is waiting. Because guys, when we make bad decisions in life, we hurt our mother. When you do stupid stuff, your mother winces. She cries for you. She prays for you. Because we all make bad decisions from time to time. Guys, we hurt our mother and our father when we make these bad decisions. But those of us with the Holy Spirit, those of us who are saved, we still make bad decisions, and we grieve the Holy Spirit the same way we grieve our mother. We hurt God when we make bad decisions. We can grieve the Holy Spirit that lives within us. But even as your mom loves you when you make bad decisions, God loves you even more, even though you make bad decisions. See, your mother loves you when you don't deserve it. One of the few people in this world that will love you when you don't deserve it. And no one on this earth will love you like your mom does. There's a reason it takes a mom and a dad to raise a child. And I have sat back and laughed at my children for doing stupid stuff because I've warned them, don't do that. And when they do it and they start crying, I'm like, ha, you found out, didn't you? What do? They run to mama, because mama going to cuddle them, pick them up, hug them, kiss them, make their boo-boos all better, while dad sits back and laughs and says, I told you not to do that. Guys, absolutely nobody on this earth will love you like your mom does. But as much as mom loves you, and mom, as much as you love your children, it absolutely pales in comparison to the love that God has for you. Each and every one of you, even if you don't know Christ as your Savior, God loves you. Love doesn't mean He accepts your behavior. Love doesn't mean you get a free ticket into heaven. Just the same way that mom and dad won't let you do everything you want to do, there's a reason for that. When mom or dad punishes you, there's a reason for that. God's punishment is good and just and holy and pure. Everybody that ends up on the other side of the gates of hell are there because they chose to go there. God does not want any to perish, but wants all to come to salvation through repentance. Romans 5:8 says, God doesn't have to prove anything to me. Who am I that God should prove something to Chris Woody? He doesn't have to prove anything to me. He's God. He's maker, creator. He doesn't have to prove anything, but He gives me His word, the proof text of His love for each and every one of us. God proves His own love for us in that while we were still sinners. Listen to me. Not when you get cleaned up. Not when you get better. Not when you kick that nasty habit. Not when you stop cussing. Not when you stop sinning. But while you're in the midst of your sin, Christ died for you. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, it would take a lot for your mama to stop loving you. It would take I don't know what. Because when I share with people, when they say, how are you? Well, I'm better than I deserve. When I get the question, what do you mean by that? There's three people that I mention. God, my wife, and my mother love me, and I don't really give them good reasons to. But they love me anyhow. Nothing, absolutely nothing, will make God stop loving you. If you end up being given over to a reprobate mind, it's your own fault. If you end up with a hardened heart, it's your own fault. Because God loved you so much to give you all these warnings about hell and about the pitfalls of this life. You see, a lot of people come to Christ looking for a home in heaven for eternity. Now, a lot of us get the hell scared out of us during a message, and we say, man, I need this Jesus fella. I need salvation. I need to make sure I got a home in heaven for eternity. But those of us in Christ, we understand the benefit of knowing Christ while we're alive on this earth. Man, there's so much comfort in knowing Christ. Because you're going to go through bad things. You're going to get 10:30 a.m. phone calls that a sibling has passed away. You're going to go to the doctor and get a cancer diagnosis. You're going to lose loved ones in your life. You're going to lose jobs. You're going to be poor. You're going to be hungry. You're going to be hated, especially for your faith. Jesus, not one time does he say, I will save you from the tribulation of this earth. But what he says is, I will be with you through every storm. And folks, that is the reassurance we have in Christ. Not only do I have the comfort, the peace, and the joy of God living in me, I also get to go to heaven when I die. Guys, that's not the main reason for knowing Christ. That's just the cherry on top. Because we do get eternity in heaven with our Father. Nothing, absolutely nothing, will make God stop loving you. Romans chapter 8, 38 and 39. I love this scripture. Like I've been talking about, nothing will make God stop loving you. Once you become His, Jesus says that nothing can snatch you from His hand, once you belong to Him. Romans 8, 38 and 39, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I have sadly known people whose mother died at an early age. I had a friend whose mother died giving birth to him. He grew up without knowing the love of a mother. Guys, if your mother is still alive, make sure you talk to her today and tell her how much you love her. Because not everyone has that blessing or ability to still talk to their mother. I am blessed that my mother and father are still alive and doing well, although they are both grieving very heavily this morning. I talked to my dad this morning. He hadn't heard the news yet. I was the one that broke the news to him. And I said, Dad, I'm still going to preach today. He said, I am too, but it'll be through tears. And I said, yeah, my eyes are already leaking, and I don't think they're going to stop for a while. But God has ordained me to preach a message. On this Mother's Day, when we honor our mother who brought us through her gestation period into this world, through the pains of labor. And you know, it's amazing. And I believe this saying, I heard it years ago, and ladies, y'all can probably back me up on this. If men had to have babies, there wouldn't be any babies. But a mother, have you ever seen a mother go through the pains of childbirth? If you've ever been the father standing within arm's reach, you know the pain of childbirth. And you're looking at that and hearing the screaming and the squalling and everything going on, and you're going, whoo, I'm glad that ain't me. Oh, and she's just a crying and screaming. Sometimes they'll look at you, you did this to me. But what do they do when that baby's in their arms? Oh, let's have another one. Let's have more children. And the father's going, yeah, as long as I can make sure I'm out of your reach when we're going through this. But guys, your mother loves you so much, she's willing to go through that pain to bring you into this world, to give you life. Jesus Christ endured the pain of the cross so that you could have life. Two entities that will love you unconditionally, your mother and Jesus Christ, both of them went through pain so that you could have life. The life your mother gives you might last 60, 80 years if you're fortunate and blessed, but the life that Jesus gives is eternal. You may know the love of a mother, and if you do, you're blessed. Absolutely. But my question to you today, do you know the love of God? We can't really comprehend it, the depth and the width and the height and the length of God's love for us. We really can't comprehend that. We've given Him every reason to ignore us, to brush us off, and to not provide salvation. But He loves us so much that John writes in chapter 3 and verse 16 that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, so that whoever has faith in Him, believes in Him, would not perish but have everlasting life. I know a mother in Virginia today that wishes she could give her oldest son everlasting life. But praise be to God that Jesus Christ has already done that. And even though we will grieve for a time on this earth, if you've ever lost a sibling, a parent, grandparent, you know the pain of losing someone and missing someone. But you know the promise of the gospel is those who are in Christ will be reunited one day. I grieve the loss of my brother. I will miss not seeing him. We're supposed to go up there. I said, Steve, I would love to, but we're going to be traveling a lot that week. We don't have a lot of time to spend, and I want to make sure I spend as much time with Mom and Dad as I can. And I meant that because both of my parents are now 83 years old. I don't know how much life they have left. They might live another 20 years. I don't know. But I told my brother, who I dearly love, that I probably wouldn't be able to spend time with him because I wanted to make sure I spent time with Mom and Dad. And he went and died on me last night. But I will see him again one day when Christ calls me back home. So do you know the love of God? Do you know for certain that when you leave this earth, you will be reunited with those in Christ that went before you? What a great reunion day that's going to be when we get there. Not only do we have the awesome joy of being face to face with the one who died for us, went through pain for us, but we get to be reunited with those who went before us. Some of you will leave here today denying Christ yet again. Yesterday, when I talked to my brother, we were making plans for 2 weeks from now. I had no idea I was going to get a phone call at 12:30 last night telling me that he had died. How could he do that? We just made plans for 2 weeks from now. Guys, you don't know. You don't know when your next breath is. If you have animosity with a family member, fix it. If you're at odds with someone, fix it. Be the bigger person. Christ tells us that we are to forgive those who are our enemies. Your family members should not be your enemy. Thankfully, me and my brother got along great. We didn't agree, especially politically, but I loved that man. I looked up to him. He's my older brother. He's a year older than I am. And I was so happy for him. He loved his family, loved his wife and his children. He loved his home up in Virginia. He loved his camp that he had out on the river. He loved life, and he was living life and enjoying it. But last night, God decided it was time for him to come home. Do you know when God's going to call you home? If you do, you're going to be the most blessed person in the world. Because none of us know when our lives are going to be demanded of us. So make sure you're ready today. Make sure you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that when your heart stops beating, you'll be ushered into the presence of Jesus Christ. Because there is an alternative. The alternative is separation from God for eternity in a place called hell. But you have to decide. Love others the way Jesus loved you. Love your mother the way your mother loves you, whether she deserves it or not. We're not called to love those who are lovable. We're called to love those who aren't very lovable, because God loved you when you weren't very lovable. So the invitation is this. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you haven't experienced the love of Almighty God, you can know it today. But you have to decide. So we'll have an invitation time. The altar will be open to any and all who will come to it and pray. I will be here to receive anybody seeking prayer, making a decision to follow Christ be the best decision you ever make in your life. One of the comforts that I had from my brother passing was I was there when he proclaimed faith in Christ. I didn't get to see him get baptized. But boy, I sure heard all about it. You can know today that when you die and leave this world, you'll be in heaven. But you have to decide to follow Jesus. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we're thankful. We are so thankful for your love for us. We're thankful for godly mothers and grandmothers that pray for us, that love us even when we're not very lovable. Father, I pray for each and every person in here today that knows the love of a mother, that they also know the love of Almighty God. But Father, more importantly, even those who don't know the love of a mother can know the love of a Heavenly Father that will never leave them or forsake them if they just put their trust in you. God, we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for comfort, peace, joy, and love that surpasses all understanding. Lord, as we lean on you and rely on your word, help us to be obedient. Help those who are lost to be obedient to the calling of the Holy Spirit. Soften hearts one time, Father, to bring the lost into your family. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the cross on Calvary. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who endured the pain of the beating, the scourging, the ridicule, the mockery, and then the pain of the death on the cross. But Father, we're so thankful for that resurrection that took place 3 days later that shows us this life is not the end, but merely the stepping into another realm, the beginning of eternity with you. Father, we just thank you and praise you. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and all God's children said, Amen, praise the Lord, and hallelujah.